you need to.
Hey, ho.
Oh.
Oh.
Love it.
You, I can't.
This is Packers Without Borders.
Guys, tune in. Great show. It's not just about football. Like happiness is the truth
because I'm happy. I wanted to touch base with you about a joke that I heard.
Uh-oh.
And it's so this family of four with three dash hounds, you know, the little weeder dogs, mm-hmm. they go into a talent agency. There's a guy sitting there and they said, you know, we really want to put on a show. We think maybe we can play the Apollo or maybe Madison Square Garden or you know.
I know people can't see this, but I'm already nodding my head back and forth in an oh no.
So the agent says, well, what kind of act do you do? And the dad kind of stumbles for a little while. And the mom says, you know what? We'll just show you what, you know, it is that we do. And so the dad whips down his pants. He's got an instant hard on and he starts juggling these dash hounds. And you know, you ever see the jugglers and they take a bite of the apple,
yeah.
Right? When they're juggling the apples, he's doing that sort of thing, but he's sticking the dash hound on his dick and then moving on. And he's going through 1, 2, 3, 4. It's just crazy, right? The mom gets herself on the trapeze, you know, and they got like those straps for her legs. And so she hangs upside down and she's swinging towards her son. And her son, like axe throwing style, is throwing dildos into her. Just whack, 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 whack. And you look over and the daughter, she is explosive diarrhea-ing into this huge soup bowl. And then she eats it. And then she vomits into it again. And she eats it. And she vomits. It's just this vicious cycle. Right, this goes on for about 10 minutes and they all come down and they get together and they clap and they pose and the agent, he goes, the fuck do you call that act? And they say, the aristocrats.
Jesus Christ, man. Oh my God.
Did I ever tell you about when the Bears fan went into a house?
Hold on, I'm still on the vomit of the joke, dude. Like I'm still with the daughter vomiting and swallowing.
I like the axe throwing style dildos into the mom as she's swinging.
Now,
would
you do that by the tip or by the testicles? It would be by the tip, right? You want the weight in front.
Yeah, you want the weight. Yeah,
right. Yeah,
physics. Yeah. Physics is important when you're chucking dildos.
Exactly. into a giant vagina that's apparently big enough to swallow
whack,
dildos
whack,
one
whack.
After the other.
Just like hitting maple, whack, whack, right? Like, so this Bears fan goes into a house of ill repute, right? And he's got like $90 on him. And he says to the woman, he says, listen, I've never been here before. He goes, what can $90 get me? And she says, well, we can do missionary, we can do doggy, or we can do 69. And he goes, okay, which one's missionary? And she goes, well, that's where, you know, you're on top. And he goes, well, yeah, which one's doggy? And she goes, well, that's where you're behind. And he goes, which one's 69? She goes, well, that's, you know, where we eat each other. And he goes, I want to try that. So they get into it. And a couple of minutes in, she lets out a little fart and he kind of shakes his head, gets right back in there. And 2 or 3 minutes later, she farts again. And he goes, all right, lady, that's enough of that. I can't take 67 more of these.
Oh my God. So I've decided and I have a
you
semi
hear the chime. The time is 7:15. Yeah,
I've got a
was
semi
it the aristocrat
green light.
Joke?
Hold on,
the aristocrat
no, I've
joke?
Got, I've got oh, a semi oh. green light from the wife because here's what I'm gonna do with my Instagram account. I've decided how I'm gonna ruin my life on social media outside of Twitter. Cause you know, Twitter's one thing. My daughter's the only one on Twitter. And she doesn't spend time on Twitter. My wife is absolutely not on Twitter and I'm not going to call it X, whatever the fuck. I don't care, whatever. But Instagram, as you know, you're on Instagram, and I don't do a lot of Packer stuff. I do more business stuff, and I do more just kind of whatever. It's pictures, not words, right? So it's a little bit harder to do Packer shit on.
I'm only on it to post nudes.
Yeah,
it's okay. A better media.
With your link to your OnlyFans for $4.99 after you've already sent. Like, it's like all the what we were talking about earlier, where you get all these DMs of, oh, join my OnlyFans, and then you send me 57 pictures of you nude. I'm not going to pay anymore. Hey, we grew up in an analog age with like Playboys. Like our imagination with one picture is more than enough. Like,
I still remember in my buddy's room when I was about 16 or 17, a topless poster of Samantha Fox. That is etched in there like Gibraltar. Like I can remember every little airbrushed line.
Dude, I used to jerk off to JCPenney like underwear.
No!
And bra.
Wow, we're off the rails.
That was good enough.
And we're off the rails.
So now I've got about
My aristocrat joke was not as bad as what you just been saying.
Oh, exactly. You know how I am. I always ruin shit. I have got, you know, dad jokes. Just for anybody who needs help with dad jokes, what you do is you have a one-liner. And you work your way back from a one-liner, right? And you develop something into something that turns into
reverse engineer that joke.
Exactly. That's what it is. Uh-huh. So I've got about 15 to 20 one-liner dad joke kind of things. And what I've been doing is instead of telling the nice simple joke, I've literally got this notebook and I sit at night and I've been writing a long ass story, like my florist fryer joke, which is very good. Right? Very long, a very good joke. And what I'm doing is I'm creating these long ass stories. And what I'm going to do on Instagram is I'm actually going to start posting and where I'm just going to tell a long ass fucking story with the stupid ass fucking punchline at the end of it. I have permission. My first three jokes are, and I'll give you just the punchlines because it's like the short one liner that I'm going to turn into a long fucking story. Right. So
okay.
What does Batman bring to a party?
Onion rings.
Just dice.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah, I know. And then you've got, this is my new one. This is one I'm working on. This one's going to be really good. But you've got a Scotsman, right? He's got his kids. And as a father of your kids, you're usually very proud of them, right?
Yeah. Well,
what does a Scottish father... Most days, but you try, and when they do something, you want to praise them when they do something good.
Yeah.
You know what a Scottish father tells their child when they're proud of them?
No.
I'm so proud of you.
Terrible.
Plaid. Yep. Tartans, plaid. You know, so I'm working on this list, and I show it to my wife, and she's like, okay, I'm going to unfollow you. You start fucking doing that. Yeah. I'm like, perfect.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up. Thanks
green
for the
light.
Heads up.
I'm so, doing that. Green light.
There's a fish in this pond, right? And he's watching this fly. And the fly is about 10 inches above the water. And the fish is thinking to himself, you know, if this fly comes down, maybe about 6 inches, I can jump up there and get my lunch.
Yep.
And there's a cat sitting on the shore. And the cat is watching the fish, who's watching the fly. And the cat says to himself, you know, if that fly gets a little bit lower, that fish will go for the fly and I'll go for the fish.
And I've never heard this joke ever.
I'll get my lunch. Have you heard this before?
Of course.
Oh, okay. You know what the moral of the story is?
I invented it. No, but keep going. No, keep going. Okay. No, people have not. I'm sure everybody's heard it, but you got to keep going. So the cat, the fish. The fly.
Yeah, and the fly. Yeah. Yep. So the fly lowers. The fish jumps, misses the fly. The cat jumps, misses the fish, lands in the pond. Do you know what the moral of the story is? Every time a fly lowers.
No, it's when your fly drops 6 inches.
Yeah.
Your pussy gets wet.
Yeah.
And what you need to do is you need to add like 9 more layers to that before you get to that punchline.
Yeah, that's why I stepped up because you were like, hey, I know it. I was like, all right, there's no point. No. But there's a mouse who's watching the hunter, and the hunter, if he drops his cheese sandwich, and if this bear, there's a whole thing here. So this guy gets stranded on this island, right? He He's shipwrecked on the island. And the only thing he's shipwrecked with is, you know, a case of food, a crate of food, and this pig. Okay.
Hold on. He's and also so got.
He doesn't want to eat
also
the pig.
Got, he's also got an LP player that we don't know, have any idea how he has an LP player with electricity.
No,
and he's got three albums. He's got three albums on this deserted island as well.
This is a real story. This is a real story.
Sure
this
it
is legit. This is factual, okay?
Okay. So, like, there's totally this, like, volleyball with, like, a bloody hand on it. And it's like,
His name is Wilson. And he was so sad when it went away. But I was getting my nails done, so I don't remember the end. I think he drowned. So anyway, guy, shipwrecked, crate of food, pig. Well, you know, after eating through the food, it's been a few weeks of him being shipwrecked. He's kind of become, you know, friends with the pig. He doesn't want to get rid of. The pig's almost like a dog. Pigs are pretty smart animals, right? So he doesn't really want to get rid of the pig, but at the same time, boy, does he have some urges. Mm-hmm. Boy, oh boy, does he have some urges.
Hungry urges or like loin urges?
Oh, no. Loin from the fruits of the devil, okay?
Devil.
So he's got these urges, but the pig is a little squiggly. It's a little squeaky. It's a, you know, it always gets away. So
it's
he's always trying.
It's not going to get in the way.
So, well, it's up. So you're in good shape.
Yeah.
So, about a month goes by and he can't catch this pig. And there's another ship that wrecks on the other side of the island, goes to the other side of the island. And there's this blonde bombshell climbing out of the water. Looks like Ursula Andress from Dr. No, right? Just like, oh my.
Not
and
Bo
he
Derek
goes, holy crap.
See, I picture Bo Derek with like the little cornrow hair, like braids.
No. Those will get caught in my rings. So, so he says, oh, thank God that you're here. And she says, oh yeah, well, what are you thinking about doing? And he goes, I need you to hold that pig down.
Oh my God. Sounds good. I'm going to give you that one. I was not expecting
There's the two Bears fans that are in the woods in Wisconsin, and they've been hunting all day. And this beautiful redhead comes out all naked, and she says, hi, boys. And one of the Bears fans says, hey, are you game? And she goes, I sure am. So they shot her.
Why is it the Bears fans latch on to the tiniest, like, you're getting your
That's
ass.
All they have. Dude, that's all they have.
Isn't it annoying? Like, it's gotten to the point where they're actually starting, like, even Vikings fans who are fucking dumb too are not as annoying
quiet.
As Bears fans.
They are quiet this year.
Right?
Crickets. Crickets.
Like, they're even agreeing with us on certain things. Like, I've got several really good Viking fans who have been very logical, understand where their team is. And I was like, okay, you guys have, even though you're biased, like we are, obviously, as Packers fans, we're very biased. We're just, I think there's just this kind of level of,
yeah, babe.
Yeah. See. Okay. And there's this like unspoken level of Vikings fans that there's a semblance of I understand where my team is, where you can actually just be coherent with them. I've got so many fucking bookmarks from Bears fans that I didn't even want to engage with them, dude, because I'm like, you remember all off fucking offseason, you were defending Justin Fields, and he's a shut your fucking mouth.
Remember the video? Like, remember the video? Dude, I'd like to apply for a King of the North. Denied.
Yeah. I'm just so Bears fans have officially taken the mantle of the most annoying fucking fans.
Yes.
On social media for me. I just because they waste your fucking time because they're not being logical. Like they are so far beyond. And maybe it's kind of like Packer fans that are also very spoiled because they really don't understand what losing is. The Bears have been losing for so long. A Bears fan who was born after 1986 has no fucking clue what a fucking Super Bowl means. And they've been useless for that many years. And the Packers have fucking literally owned them for fucking decades. So any tiny little bit of anything, like if they win this fucking game, it doesn't matter if they go 0-16 or whatever next year, they'll always come back to like that one fucking play that they've been doing for the last fucking couple of weeks just like with this, it's like this game for the next 20 years, even if we beat them another 18 times straight.
Yeah, but we beat you on fucking January fucking 7th.
Like, yeah, you should have kicked our asses harder if you were any good.
I can't, like, just that stupid fucking moron is like, Jordan Love has never thrown for fucking four touchdown passes like fucking Justin Fields. Are you fucking kidding me, dude? Like, that's what you're hanging your hat on now? Congratulations. And when Jordan, four touchdown
when,
passes.
When Justin Fields threw four touchdown passes in one game, he then limited himself, because he's a nice guy, I guess, to the rest of the season to only throwing one per game or less. He's got 14 this year. 14. Yeah. Oh, did he ever throw for four? He lost that game when he threw for four. He had to throw for four.
Man.
I don't get it. Listen, with Bears fans is a lot like living with herpes.
I saw that tweet. That was fantastic, dude.
If everything is going right, you only have to deal with the occasional flare-up, right? I'm just saying, Bears fans, they're like a venereal disease.
Well, you remember the pod with my brother and how he's a Justin Fields truther, right? And he continues to be, and he's kind of proven that right a little bit after that. The Bears have been stringing some games together, which I don't understand why you would do that. I mean, other than Justin Fields just really trying hard and Flew's trying to save his fucking job and polls, whatever. But the fact that they've lost so much, and maybe that's what we don't understand, because it has been a while, man. And I wasn't expecting this team. Not that I wasn't expecting this team to make the playoffs. I mean, we said 10-7. We're going to be one game off, assuming they win this game, and they could have been a little bit better. But our expectations with this team are, had they started playing poorly, we would not have hung our hat on tiny little fucking stats of something. It's just like, okay, we knew this was an evaluation year. Like, you're a little bit more set. That's the majority of Packer fans are pretty fucking centered, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and you get, I think I argue more with Packer fans than I do with like other fan bases. Cause there's just some, it's almost
Twitter's
like the
a
Trump
great
card,
place where, you know, like some random dude with three followers can tell you about why his opinion is better than yours.
Yeah.
Right?
And then you're like, oh,
this is the thing. If you and I want to have a discussion on Twitter and it's a discussion, it's not an insult fest, then fine. I'll have a discussion. I'm open to listening to other opinions. But if you start off with like this idiot the other day who was like, third graders have a better education. Let me stop you right there. I don't want to bash you so bad you have an eating disorder, but I fucking can. You're going to want to take two steps back, chubby, and rethink your idea and your decision-making paradigm, because I'm not one to be fucked with. And I always go, that sounds great. Have a great night. I give you the opportunity to just walk away. That's it. Just go that way. And they don't. So then I hit them with, you know, I'd kick your ass, but, you know, I hurt my back humping your mom last night. That sort of stuff. I like to bash the moms. That always gets a good trigger reaction.
Well, I
love that.
I
they get all upset. And then they're like, mom, get down here.
No, I just always send them to their mom's basement to go look at octopus porn. That's usually basically what I do. And then I just block. Like, I just.
What's the score? What's the score? What's the score tomorrow? What's the score?
24-20, man. Packers.
34-17. It's done by halftime.
And the only reason I'm not doing that is
we'll see Clifford for most of the fourth.
Until I see Matt LaFleur stick to the run in the second quarter, because if by halftime they're up, I don't know, 17-3, 27, something like that, then it'll be a blowout. But he's been doing it all season. Even when they get 30 touches, he kind of fucking wakes up at halftime and then starts running the ball again in the third quarter, which is why we score on 68% of fucking possessions in the third quarter, because he realizes what he did wrong. And then we have like a good second half. But I think at this point, he's not going to do it, man. And it's going to be 24-7. That is fantastic. All right, man. It's 24-20 Packers. 24-20. You're saying 37-17. Correct.
34-17. It's done at halftime.
God,
it'll
I hope
a yawner.
So. God, I hope so.
All right. I'll see you on the flippity flop.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
Bye.
Go Pack, go.
This has been Packers Without Borders. Try and be kind to one another. Try and love each other. And go Pack Go.
Esto ha sido Empacadores Sin Fronteras. No se les olvide cuidarnos unos a los otros. Hasta luego.